So we're reviewing this story, new book, Santa's Husband Introduces Kids to Sodomite Santa. Black Sodomite Santa. Now, no one else is going to call this story Black Sodomite Santa. Instead, they're going to, oh, it's Black Gay Santa. Come on, you need to get into the 20th century with your church. Let me show you this photograph here. Do you see that? Can you see that on the YouTube? It is a photograph of what looks to me to be a 3 or 4 year old boy reading Santa's Husband. What's Santa's Husband about? Santa's Husband is all about how Mr. Claus stays home and keeps the house nice and tidy while Santa Claus is out parading around the world giving presents to all the little boys and girls. Oh, but when Santa comes home, hubba, 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 Sodomite Santa he is. You couldn't make this stuff up if you tried, folks. It's that time of year again when a greeting like Happy Holidays can send someone into a frenzy for supposedly waging a war on Christmas by right-wing conspiracy theorists who take offense to the culturally inclusive expression. Well, pardon me, but it's not culturally inclusive because Christ is exclusive, madam. There's a woman that wrote this piece. There is nothing plural or not exclusive about the Christ child. There was only one. He didn't come into the world so people could herald him 2,000 years later and say, oh, happy day. Happy what day? You know, holiday. Holiday for what? Well, you know, the day. The day of what? You know, the day when, you know, those wacko Christians say that, come here, Mitter Inquisitor, please. You know what I'm getting at. No, I don't. Why don't you explain it to me? Oh, I got a better idea. Why doesn't Sodomite Santa explain it to me? This year, Trump has done away with the season's greeting wishes favored by the Obamas for the White House Christmas cards and replaced it with Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Can't have that now, can we? Bring on Sodomite Santa. Blah, 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 blah. For the Late Show with Stephen Colbert staff writer Daniel Kibblesmith, the outrage that ensued last year following the Mall of America in Minneapolis's featuring the first ever Black Santa inspired Kibblesmith to tweet out a declaration. Me and Jen Ashley Wright have decided our future child will only know about Black Santa. If they see a white one, we'll say, that's his husband. Well, now there's a book. Santa's Husband is a story of Santa, who happens to be black and married to a jolly white dude. The book takes readers into the lives of Mr. and Mr. Claus. From getting ready for Christmas to playing games to vacationing and having disagreements, Kibblesmith tells the Chicago Tribune his book, sweetly illustrated by A.P. Quash, celebrates diverse holiday traditions. Again, I'm going to say this again and wrap this little church doctrine up here. There's only one holiday tradition that makes the holiday. That's the observance of the day that joy of salvation was brought into the world. It's called Christmas. You don't get to decide and you don't get a vote on whether or not that historical, nay, divine event actually happened the way that the story says that it happened. And who is the author of the story? Almighty God, the Holy Trinity itself. Sorry, Black Sodomite Santa. No need to apply for a residency here. Christmas is Christmas. Nothing more, nothing less. Maybe you ought to try celebrating it, commemorating it, and respecting it the way that it should be. The way it's been done for 2,000 years. And if you don't, Sodomite Santa is not going to save you. Sodomite Santa, you got to be freaking kidding me, man. If the book is about anything, it's about, this is a quote. If the book is about anything, it's about there being room for everybody's Christmas traditions to be equally valid. So, rejection of authority promoters out there. Oh, boy, did I get some scathing hate mail yesterday on a Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Those of you that are promoters and pimps for the everybody gets their own tradition and everybody gets to make their own tradition, listen up. If the book is about anything, talking about sodomite Santa, it's about there being room for everybody's Christmas traditions to be equally valid. Sorry, the celebration of sodomy and Christmas is not valid. Anyone that says that it's valid is invalid. Dilly dilly. Dilly dilly. And arguing against people who sort of want to keep it for themselves and become outraged when its purity is questioned. More than anything, it's a Christmas book. No, it's not. It's really about your own family being unique and special and having its own unique and special Christmas time. So, Christmas time with the residents of Sodom and Gomorrah. What could possibly go wrong? The overriding theme in this children's book is that there's lots of joy in being different. And that love, peace, happiness, synonymous with the holidays, no matter how one chooses to celebrate. Sadly, those most in need of a refresher course on the true meaning of the holidays will miss out on this timeless story. Timeless now. Sodomite Santa is now a timeless story. One whose time has apparently come. What's next? Hey, I got it. Now, folks, don't take this wrong. Take this in a context in which it's voiced. If we have black sodomite Santa, why not sodomite Savior? Just another interpretation of the event. Just another way to look at the joy of the event. Why not? I can hear the sodomite case for this right now. Hey. There's no reference in any of the Gospels or anything that Jesus having a wife or a girlfriend or anything. He was always hanging around with dudes. Why couldn't he have been a sodomite? Well, of course. Now, again, I'm not arguing in favor of this. I'm simply, as a matter of fact, I can't believe this hasn't already happened. I should be hearing about this. And then in the story, there is a 5-year-old or a 4-year-old boy reading Sodomite Santa. This woman tweets this out. She takes a photograph of her son reading Sodomite Santa with a big poop-eating grin on his face. And of course, the child only knows what he's told when he's 3. You can't blame the child. Here again, we see photographic evidence of child abuse. That's child abuse. And instead, if anyone being concerned about it, oh, it's cause for celebration. Yay. Let's throw a party for children. You know, hey, what a great reading selection for drag queen story time. Somebody do a Google search and see if there's been a Christmas version of Drag Queen Story Time. It must be out there.